Welcome to the Daily Audio Torah. Today is August 20th. Now let's continue our journey reading through the entire Bible in 1 year. This week we are reading from the Israel Bible for the Old Testament and from the King James for the New Testament. Deuteronomy 11, 1-10. Love, therefore, Hashem your God, and always keep His charge, His laws, His rules, and His commandments. Take thought this day that it was not your children who neither experienced nor witnessed the lesson of Hashem your God, His majesty, His mighty hand, His outstretched arm, the signs and the deeds that He performed in Egypt against Pharaoh, king of Egypt, and all his land. What He did to Egypt's army, its horses and chariots, how Hashem rolled back upon them the waters of the Sea of Reeds when they were pursuing you, thus destroying them once and for all. What He did for you in the wilderness before you arrived in this place, and what He did to Dathan and Abiram, sons of Eliab, son of Reuben, when the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, along with their households, their tents, and every living thing in their train from amidst all Israel. But that it was you who saw with your own eyes all the marvelous deeds that Hashem performed. Keep, therefore, all the instruction that I enjoin upon you today, so that you may have the strength to enter and take possession of the land that you are about to cross into and possess, and that you may long endure upon the soil that Hashem swore to your fathers to assign to them and to their heirs, a land flowing with milk and honey. For the land that you are about to enter and possess is not like the land of Egypt, from which you have come. There the grain you sowed had to be watered by your own laborers like a vegetable garden. Job 1:3-26. There was a man in the land of Uz named Job. That man was blameless and upright. He feared Hashem and shunned evil. 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. His possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and a very large household. That man was wealthier than anyone in the East. It was the custom of his sons to hold feasts, each on his set day in his home. They would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a round of feast days was over, Job would send word to them to sanctify themselves, and rising early in the morning, he would make burnt offerings, one for each of them. For Job thought, "Perhaps my children have sinned and blasphemed Hashem in their thoughts." This is what Job always used to do. One day the divine beings presented themselves before Hashem, and the adversary came along with them. Hashem said to the adversary, "Where have you been?" The adversary answered Hashem, "I have been roaming all over the earth." Hashem said to the adversary, "Have you noticed my servant Job? There is no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears Hashem and shuns evil." The adversary answered Hashem, "Does Job not have good reason to fear Hashem? Why, it is you who have fenced him round, him and his household and all that he has. You have blessed his efforts so that his possessions spread out in the land. But lay your hand upon all that he has, and he will surely blaspheme you to your face." Hashem replied to the adversary, "See, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on him." The adversary departed from the presence of Hashem. One day, as his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing alongside them, when Sabaeans attacked them and carried them off and put the boys to the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." This one was still speaking when another came and said, "Hashem's fire fell from heaven, took hold of the sheep and the boys, and burned them up. I alone have escaped to tell you." This one was still speaking when another came and said, "A Chaldean formation of 3 columns made a raid on the camels and carried them off and put the boys to the sword. I alone have escaped to tell you." This one was still speaking when another came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in the house of their eldest brother, when suddenly a mighty wind came from the wilderness. It struck the four corners of the house so that it collapsed upon the young people and they died. I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, cut off his hair, and threw himself on the ground and worshipped. He said, "Naked came I out of my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. Hashem has given, and Hashem has taken away. Blessed be the name of Hashem." One day the divine beings presented themselves before Hashem. The adversary came along with them to present himself before Hashem. Hashem said to the adversary, "Where have you been?" The adversary answered Hashem, "I have been roaming all over the earth." Hashem said to the adversary, "Have you noticed my servant Job? There is no one like him on earth, a blameless and upright man who fears Hashem and shuns evil. He still keeps his integrity, so you have incited me against him to destroy him for no good reason." The adversary answered Hashem, "Skin for skin, all that a man has he will give up for his life, but lay on his bones and his flesh, and he will surely blaspheme you to your face." So Hashem said to the adversary, "See, he is in your power. Only spare his life." The adversary departed from the presence of Hashem and inflicted a severe inflammation on Job from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. He took a potsherd to scratch himself as he sat in ashes. His wife said to him, "You still keep your integrity. Blaspheme Hashem and die." But he said to her, "You talk as any shameless woman might talk. Should we accept only good from Hashem and not accept evil?" For all that, Job still said nothing sinful. When Job's three friends heard about all these calamities that had befallen him, each came from his home: Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite. They met together to go and console and comfort him. When they saw him from a distance, they could not recognize him, and they broke into loud weeping. Each one tore his robe and threw dust into the air onto his head. They sat with him on the ground 7 days and seven nights. None spoke a word to him, for they saw how very great was his suffering. Afterward, Job began to speak and cursed the day of his birth. Job spoke up and said, "Perish the day on which I was born, and the night it was announced a male has been conceived. May that day be darkness. May Hashem above have no concern for it. May light not shine on it. May darkness and deep gloom reclaim it. May a pall lie over it. May what blackens the day terrify it. May obscurity carry off that night. May it not be counted among the days of the year. May it not appear in any of its months. May that night be desolate. May no sound of joy be heard in it. May those who cast spells upon the day damn it, those prepared to disable Leviathan. May its twilight stars remain dark. May it hope for light and have none. May it not see the glimmerings of the dawn, because it did not block my mother's womb and hide trouble from my eyes. Why did I not die at birth, expire as I came forth from the womb? Why were there knees to receive me, or breasts for me to suck? For now would I be lying in repose, asleep and at rest, with the world's kings and counselors who rebuild ruins for themselves, or with nobles who possess gold and who fill their houses with silver. Or why was I not like a buried stillbirth, like babies who never saw the light? There the wicked cease from troubling. There rest those whose strength is spent. Prisoners are wholly at ease. They do not hear the taskmaster's voice. Small and great alike are there, and the slave is free of his master. Why does he give light to the sufferer and life to the bitter in spirit? To those who wait for death, but it does not come, who search for it more than for treasure, who rejoice to exultation and are glad to reach the grave. To the man who has lost his way, whom Hashem has hedged about. My groaning serves as my bread, my roaring pours forth as water. For what I feared has overtaken me, what I dreaded has come upon me. I had no repose, no quiet, no rest, and trouble came. First Corinthians 14, 1 to 27. Follow after love and desire gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. For he that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men, but unto God. For no man understands him, howbeit in the Spirit he speaks mysteries. But he that prophesies speaks unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that speaks in an unknown tongue edifies himself, but he that prophesies edifies the church. I would that you all speak with tongues, but rather that you prophesy. For greater is he that prophesies than he that speaks with tongues, except he interpret, that the church may receive edifying. Now, brethren, if I come unto you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you, except I shall speak to you either by revelation, or by knowledge, or by prophesying, or by doctrine? And even things without life giving sound, without pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds, how shall it be known what is piped or harped? For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle? So likewise you, except you utter by the tongue words easy to be understood, how shall it be known what is spoken? For you shall speak into the air. There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without signification. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaks a barbarian, and he that speaks shall be a barbarian to me. Even so, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Wherefore, let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. Else, when you shall bless with the spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at your giving of thanks, seeing he understands not what you say? For you verily give thanks well, but the other is not edified. Psalm 37, 12 to 29. The wicked plot against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. The Lord shall laugh at him, for he sees that his day is coming. The wicked have drawn out the sword and have bent their bow to cast down the poor and needy and to slay such as be of upright conversation. Their sword shall enter into their own heart, and their bows shall be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked. For the arms of the wicked shall be broken, but the Lord upholds the righteous. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance shall be forever. They shall not be ashamed in the evil time, and in the days of famine they shall be satisfied. But the wicked shall perish, and the enemies of the Lord shall be as the fat of lambs. They shall consume, into smoke shall they consume away. The wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. For such as be blessed of him shall inherit the earth, and they that be cursed of him shall be cut off. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him with his hand. I have been young, and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He is ever merciful, and lends, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, and do good, and dwell forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment and forsakes not his saints. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked shall be cut off. The righteous shall inherit the land and dwell therein forever. Proverbs 21, 25 to 26. The desire of the slothful kills him, for his hands refuse to labor. He covets greedily all the day long, but the righteous gives and spares not. Please enjoy this beautiful worship song, The Goodness of God, sung by Jen Johnson.
I love you, Lord. Oh, your mercy never fails me. And all my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake up until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. Close like no one.